الحمد لله الحمد لله القائم على كل نفس بما كسبت، الرقيب على كل جارحة بما اجترحت، المطلع على ضمائر القلوب إذا هجست، الحسيب على خواطر عباده إذا اختلجت، الذي لا يعزو عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض، المطول بالعفو عن معاصيهم وإن كثرت، نحمده حمد الشاكرين ونؤمن به إيمان الموقنين، ونقر بوحدانيته إقرار الصادقين، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رب العالمين وخالق السماوات والأرضين، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا معاشر المسلمين، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا، ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters, praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. If we understand Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get our purpose of this life. If we do not understand Him, we lost our purpose of life. يقول سبحانه وتعالى قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fairly, if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid a severe punishment in the great day. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah alone I worship, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing all religious, all deeds sincerely to Him, not someone else. So you guys, anyone who don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship beside Him whatever you wish. It's up to you. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. The real losers are those who lost themselves in the day of judgment and lost their families. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is the really a lost. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I would like to say today to understand what is my purpose of this life. Everything has purpose. The van you see, if it lost its purpose, we will throw away. Your car, if it lost the purpose of your car, no driving, you will throw away. But ask yourself, what is my purpose of this life? Today, the majority of human beings, they go according their wish, according what they think is right, not according what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought through the messengers. My dear respected Iron Brothers, through the history, no one can say I am the right way and others are wrong way. Even me and you and everybody. Only those who knows what is the right are the messengers. Those who has been spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not me and you and him and hers. We are trying to find out the footsteps on those who has been spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why all in our time, in our prayers, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Oh our Lord, show us the right way, the right path, the path of those who favor to them. The messengers are the only who can say, I'm the right and you are wrong. But me and you, and him and hers, they cannot say I'm right, you are wrong. So let's try to find out the footsteps of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The majority of today, the people, they follow their desire. And they say we have a freedom, we are free. When the person come free from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he will be slave to the who? To the Satan. Either, there's two paths. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Either the person become a slave to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or a slave to the Satan, to his desire. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jathiyah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه وأضله الله على علم وختم على سمعه وقلبه وجعل على بصره غشاوة فمن يهديه من بعد الله أفلا تذكرون. Have you ever seen who takes his own desire, his own lust as his God? His God, his Lord is his desire, his wish. If you ask him why you are doing this, he will tell you, because I like it. Because I am free. I want to do what I'm going to do. This is the only answer he has. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala beside that, Allah left him astray with a knowledge. That person, he has a knowledge. He is a doctor. He is engineer. He knows a lot of things. But with his knowledge, Allah led him astray. Because he follow his desire. If you look in the Quran, the Qawm Lut, people of Lut, they say to their prophet, Lut alayhi salatu salam, we will do whatever we want. That is our freedom. That's what we wish. So in the same, the history is coming again and again, and again and again, especially in the young generation. Whatever they do, the answer is, I want to do what I'm going to do. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ. Then Allah sealed his hearing and his heart. He will never open his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah put covers on his side. He cannot see the right and the wrong. Then Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, who then will guide that person after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why you don't remember? Why you don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you? Not in your imagination. If the people can understand Allah and His deen, Allah will not send many messengers. The people, they can understand in this dunya what's benefit for them. According to Allah, according to the deen, according to the iman, they need someone to show them the right way. The someone who spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are the prophets. Sometimes, my dear respected brothers and sisters, as a Muslim, it's not make you are a true, you are the right way. Nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His messengers. We are trying to follow and get the path of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولئك الذين هداهم الله فبهداه مقتده. When Allah talk about the messengers, He said, those are the people who has been guided by Allah. So you, the one who is not the messengers, try to find out their footsteps. And we are trying to find from Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Adam alayhi salatu salam, Musa, Dawood, all the messengers, we are trying to get what is their footsteps. Don't say, my dear brothers and sisters, that's what my father used to say. That's what my culture used to be. Every time when you are talking about Islam, about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, this is what Allah said, this is what His messenger said. Then you will get and you will be ready to open your heart to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if someone tell you what Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say, please stop. That's the problem starting from this. My dear respected brothers and sisters, our purpose of this life is how we can be beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, nada Jibra'il. He called Jibra'il. And he said, Ya Jibra'il, I love so and so. You have to love that person. This is what we are looking for. How we can be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Jibra'il will call all the angels, inhabitants in the heavens. And he will say, Allah loves so and so. You all angels, you have to love this person. Then Allah will send down this love to the earth. So the human will love that person. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, how we can be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, dullani ala amalin idha amiltuhu ahabbani Allah wa ahabbani an-nas. O Messenger of Allah, can you direct me an action which if I do, the people will love me and Allah will love me. This is our purpose. That's what a sahaba they are looking for. Everybody likes to be respected, to be loved by his community, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah told him in his short statement, if you like to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loved by Allah, izhad fi dunya yuhibbaka Allah, wazhad fi ma inda an-nas yuhibbaka an-nas. He said, renounce this world. Take out the love of this world in your heart. Then Allah will love you. Does not mean stay away from the dunya. He said, izhad fit dunya. While you are in this dunya, you have to renounce this dunya. Like someone who's driving the car. Make that car is the dunya. And someone is driving. How about if that person become busy, what he's doing is in his action. Looking his brakes, how he drives. He don't look in forward. What will happen to that person? You have to be this dunya like someone who's driving the car. Your direction, your intention, your what you are looking is in front of you. You are not looking what you are doing. Then you will be safe and you reach where you like to. So renounce this world. Means when the prayer, the fasting, Allah's call, come and you have something related to this dunya, you have to leave this and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way you renounce this world. Then he said, renounce what the people possess, what the people have. Leave them alone. Some of us, everything, when we see something which is beautiful, we like to inquire, we like to get it. Either by cheating or by force or give me. Say Rasulullah, renounce what the people possess. Then you will be beloved by the people. Everybody will respect you. Just do your own business. Leave the people alone. My dear respected brothers and sisters, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. What is after that? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Anyone who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he stand in front of him in the day of judgment, and disobey his desire, don't do whatever you wish. That's foolish. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Then he stop his desire. He don't do what he wish, what he likes. That person, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. His destiny, his home is Jannah. That's what we are looking in this life. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we had created you in a play? Do what like whatever you like to do? Without any purpose? You would not be brought to us? That's what you are thinking? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did not create the human being and the jinn except to know who I am, except to worship. يَا ابْنِ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُكَ لِعِبَادَتِي فَلَا تَلْعَبْ وَكَفَلْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكْ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ اطلبني تجدني فإن وجدتني وجدت كل شيء وإن فتك فاتك كل شيء. حديث القدس. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, O son of Adam, I created you only to worship on me, to me. فلا تتعب. Don't play. No games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say, I will pray. I will do it later on. Some of us, when you tell them, brothers, why you don't pray, why you don't read Quran, why you don't fast, he will tell you right away, may Allah guide me. This is someone who's playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if he does not have a job, and you tell him, why you don't go and look the job, he will not say, may Allah guide me to find a job. He will go and look and look and look. Well, how about the hidayah? How about the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابِ. Allah will guide only the one who returning to him. The one who's going to him. Then guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعنا معهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.